Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, let's dig into the Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, I guess we'll say Kevin Roberts story for those people who are not familiar. You know, I don't talk about Nick Fuentes a lot, if ever, because I think he's a disgusting human being. But there is this... this deal that's happening kind of behind the scenes, and some of this erupted last week when I was off on Thursday and Friday with the Heritage Foundation. You know, we have lots of friends over there, and there are guests in many situations. Kevin Roberts is the guy who runs the Heritage Foundation, and he has kind of gone rogue a little bit defending Tucker Carlson's decision to talk and interview Nick Fuentes. And Bruce Abramson, who's a longtime friend of this show, has written about this, and hopefully he can unwind some of this because it's quite the story. He is the admissions director at the New College of Florida. His latest book is called American Spirit or Great Awakening, The Battle to Restore or Destroy Our Nation. Hey, Bruce, how are you? Welcome back. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Great. Thank you very much, Mark. Always a pleasure to be with you.
So I gave a little of the backstory here. If you'd like to expand on this a little bit, because it's created, obviously there's a lot of components. There's Fuentes and Tucker and what Tucker has sort of become in the post-Fox era, which confuses me. You know, I'll be honest, I didn't dislike him on Fox. I thought he added a unique voice to the conversation, but some of the things that he's done in the aftermath of leaving have mystified me, and this is certainly one of them.
All right. So essentially, you've got, you know, as you said, you've got three people in the story, and they're very different people. Okay, they're very different people. Nick Fuentes is the head of the Groyper Army. He's a really, I mean, he's just a vile person.
Yeah.
And he's basically, you know, this is the beauty of the internet age. Being a truly vile person can be lucrative. He's got a fairly sizable following. He goes around, he picks fights with people. He's picked fights in public with Ben Shapiro. He's picked fights in public with Charlie Kirk. I was particularly harsh on Charlie Kirk and on Turning Point. He is a gay neo-Nazi Hitler and Stalin fan. Proud of it. He's a rabid conspiratorial anti-Semite. And, you know, but he's a charismatic speaker, you know, and that's enough to sell in this era. So he's got a following, not a huge following, but several hundred thousand, mostly angry young men.
Right, right.
That's Fuentes. Now, Tucker Carlson is, of course, a celebrity. He's one of the more important journalists of the past decade, if not the past two decades. Hugely successful on Fox. He's been on his own, what is it, about 2 years now?
I think so. Yeah, that's about right.
And during that period, he has moved into some very, very strange territory. Okay, this is not Fuentes, and it's grown. I mean, it has grown progressively worse over time. And he's always had, as long as he's been on his own, he's had a mix of really good, really important people with whom he does some good work. He has some very good people with whom he inexplicably picked fights. He had a very contentious interview with Ted Cruz over this past summer, and he's had some you know, very strange people. First of all, some of them are strange just from the perspective of being a conservative. He likes interviewing Jeffrey Sachs, who was really kind of a big, 1990s style globalist. Right, you know, if you've got an audience, a conservative audience that really doesn't like the globalist, Bretton Woods organization, World Economic Forum, having Jeffrey Sachs as one of your constant guests is fairly strange. But, you know, he's a big name in a respectable world. But he's also had a stream of rabidly anti-Israel and rabidly anti-Semitic guests. Coming in one after the other, he had a preacher who's got a Lutheran church in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, of course, is under the administration of the Palestinian Authority, and he keeps his church open only because he works very closely with Mahmoud Abbas. It's also kind of a strange choice because if you know anything about Middle Eastern Christianity, there aren't a lot of Lutherans. In fact, there aren't a lot of Protestants out there.
As a Lutheran, I'm aware of this. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Middle Eastern Christianity is various forms of Eastern Orthodoxy. There's a decent Catholic presence, and there are a lot of pre-Roman sects that are still out there. For example, the Syriac Church and the Armenians. So bringing in a Lutheran pastor is sort of a strange choice, but they spent the whole time bashing Israel without once mentioning that he doesn't interact with the Israeli government. He interacts entirely with the Palestinian Authority, which has pretty much pushed the Christians out of Bethlehem.
Yeah, some of this is so
baffling. He's had a series.
Yeah. So anyway, I just want to make sure we don't run out of time here, Bruce. So anyway, you got those two. You got Nick Fuentes going on with Tucker Carlson, and then introduce the Kevin Roberts aspect of this.
Okay, wait. Hang on. Here's where this comes in. Last week, Tucker had Nick Fuentes on.
Right.
And he basically gave him a puff piece softball interview, let him spew his anti-Semitism. And then Tucker talked about how more than anything, he hates Christian Zionists. Okay. So he just rails about how much Christian Zionists are horrible people, and he hates them, and he doesn't know what they're thinking, and they're theologically flawed, and they're worse than anybody. Now, immediately after this interview, there has been pressure. There has been notable pressure. First came out the story about Turning Point, then about Heritage, that they distanced themselves from Tucker Carlson because he really has gone off the reservation. He was also, by the way, he was hugely anti-Trump. He talked about how Trump blowing up Iran's nuclear facilities would cause World War III, hundreds of thousands of American casualties. So far, so good.
Yeah, he's that's why I said at the beginning here, I'm mystified by some of the things that he's done. I really am.
There's been pressure on various respectable organizations to distance themselves from him. And really what he did, if you watched his speech at the Charlie Kirk Memorial, it was an embarrassment. I mean, everybody else talked about Charlie Kirk. Tucker turned it into his own agenda. And that was, that alone should have been grounds for no longer associated. In any event, apropos of I don't know what, perhaps some internal pressure, Kevin Roberts, the head of Heritage, made what looked like a hostage video last week, where he says, we've been pressured to break ties with Tucker Carlson. We're not going to. You got to bring these people in from the dark to engage them. Conflated, rabid conspiratorial anti-Semitism with criticism of Israeli government policy.
Hang on, Bruce, because let me play some of the audio here. Okay, so this is Kevin.
We will always defend America, and we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation. The venomous coalition attacking him are sowing division. Their attempt to cancel him will fail. Most importantly, the American people expect us to be focusing on our political adversaries on the left, not attacking our friends on the right.
Okay, so that goes on for a while, and he makes other points, obviously. But then this has also created a rift inside Heritage, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, Nobody told him to do that, right? Nobody was talking about Kevin Roberts and Heritage in the context of this story. We were talking about Tucker Carlson. We were talking about Tucker Carlson and Turning Point. Why he decided to stick Heritage in the middle of this fight is kind of baffling. And why he took the wrong side. I mean, he's got a lot of people who are very upset. Heritage has been doing great work combating anti-Semitism. One of the leading consultants they had on that project resigned, saying, I can't deal with this anymore. Heritage notoriously keeps its people strictly on message. There have been people speaking out. I don't think that's happened before for Heritage. He has apparently already reassigned his chief of staff, who wrote the script and told him to do the video, to look at housing issues.
And he did come back, and then he sort of addressed the Fuentes, you know, Holocaust denial, all this other crap. That's the thing. How could you in any way, I guess Tucker's probably a friend, right? He's a friend. He's a personal friend. You want to defend Tucker. You can't defend Nick Fuentes. Sorry. You can't do it. And he finally even realized that, and he goes on and tries to make up for it, but not as much as certainly in most people's minds didn't go far enough here, because he's not making a, you know, he's not severing the relationship, if you will, with Heritage.
Well, yeah, the real problem here is not Fuentes. Fuentes is a known problem. He's been a problem for a long time. And guys like that are always a problem, but they're small. The real problem is Tucker Carlson, because what Tucker is doing is he's mainstreaming some truly horrendous people. Okay? Nick Fuentes is a gadfly in the background. Tucker Carlson stuck him into the mainstream. And instead of the respectable organizations like Turning Point and Heritage saying, look, if Tucker wants to give puff pieces to neo-Nazis and not challenge people who sit on his show and say, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of Stalin, too, you know, then that's a choice that he's made. But we can't have anything to do with him. And we can acknowledge the fun work he's done over the years, and we can go out for a beer with him because we still like the guy. But he's toxic.
Yeah.
And he's gone out of his way to mainstream people. I know people who know all these folks personally. I don't. I've never met either Tucker Carlson or Kevin Roberts. I used to like Tucker's work. But at the end of the day, you know, whatever his issue is, he has taken it upon himself to bring some very, very toxic ideologies into the mainstream of conservatism where they don't belong. And people, you know, Professor Robert George is on the board of Heritage, wrote a wonderful piece about it. And I mean, you know, essentially, look, for any conservative spokesman to talk about how much he hates Christian Zionists, I mean, how is that good for the movement?
It's not. And that's my main concern. There are things that are happening, and I don't understand what the hell he's doing, but it gives the left easy lanes to say, look, these guys are playing footsie with people like Nick Fuentes. So that's why I think it's disgusting. I mean, most of the stuff that I've heard that Nick Fuentes said is just crazy. It shouldn't be given any attention, but like you said, he's elevating him. I don't know what's going on in Tucker's mind, but I do think it's interesting, you know, that Kevin decided to back him up. Now there's pressure on him to resign from Heritage, right?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I mean, you know...
maybe not.
It really wasn't a good look for... Well, no, I mean, look, it wasn't a good look for the organization, okay? There is absolutely nobody inside Heritage who could possibly think that Kevin Roberts has elevated the organization over the past week.
I would agree with that, Bruce. I got to go, though. Get to a break. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.